Aircheckdownloads.com.
Hey, Little Thunder, Stevie Wonder. You're the sunshine of my life. And, Sarah's left and taken some of the sunshine with her. But it's a Tuesday, and we've made it this far. No time there, lads. I was worried. And it's the 29th of September today. Still a bit gloomy out there, I can tell you. And, hi, Big Ears. Good morning. How's your bum for spots?
That's nice.
Goodness sake. Huh. I'm just thinking of making a huge chocolate cake. Do you and Paulie want some? In the absence of any Holy Ghost this morning, Caroline, Matty, and Big Nose, good morning. Did you see today's 15 to 1? No, I missed out, I'm afraid, on 15 to 1 and the talking deck chair yesterday. There was one question and answer exchange which made me laugh out loud. But William G. Stewart, who runs a thing like, as we've said, the Gauleiter of Vienna. Heydrich. Good night, good luck, and may your God go with you, is the customary television farewell of which Irish-born comedian? And the answer was, Terry Wogan? I'm not a comedian. I don't make anybody laugh. Least of all those who know me. When's your next comedy series, says Mike Joseph of Ashford in Middlesex? When's my next series of anything? Ring up the BBC.
Tradition of love and hate.
Good tradition. Hey now, 21 minutes to 8 o'clock, and are we downhearted?
No.
No. Sister Mary Brown, or Marie Brown, who's the head teacher in St. Mary's RC Primary School in Axminster. Devon County Council. I thought you might like these gems I came across at school the other day. Children's Insights into the Bible. These apparently are extracts from exam papers, and I wouldn't be surprised. Henry VIII thought so much of Wolsey, he made him a cardigan. Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day, but a ball of fire by night. Salome was a woman who danced naked in front of Harrods. The Pope lives in a vacuum. The patron saint of travellers is St. Francis of the Seasick. And on Jesus' birth, one boy said, well, I blame Joseph, miss. He should have booked ahead.
I could stay awake.
Yes, yeah, that's Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing. You're tuned to Radio 2. And a very good morning, Joe. It's a Tuesday. Wow! Says this fax from Frankie, my old friend and mucker, Frankie Thingy McClure. I just found a young toad outside my back door. My first impulse was to kiss it. Then I realized it was too young for what I wanted. I've called it Wogan. I don't know why the name just came to me. And then it headed for the rhubarb patch. Now it's Wogan Walters.
Hey.
And if it goes near a shed, I'll have to call it Boggy Wogan Walters. Isn't it a lovely warm feeling when you get a new pet? Things are worse up there in McClure than any of us could have expected. And are you there, Terry? How about travelling to New Zealand? This is from New Zealand, Paulie. Ooh, Christine Ward, you see. The thing is, you never miss your mother till she's buried beneath the clay. And there's this woman has set off with high hopes to the antipodes and the southern hemisphere, where things are different. The sun goes backwards for a start. How about travelling to New Zealand each morning to show these Kiwis how it's done? Yeah, you see, she misses us when she's gone.
Tricky to commute, isn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't be all that easy. You'd have to go backwards. We'd have to...
have to get up there.
Could we do it through Hawaii?
Yes.
I never thought I'd say it, but I miss your morning banter. My husband and I have resorted to having friends from the UK send tape recordings of Wake Up to Wogan. Cricky. That's sad. That is sad. Get a life, Christy. No, it must be really bad in New Zealand. Nicholas Armour of Wells Next the Sea in Norfolk. I hear your... Norfolk's so good.
Oh, Norfolk.
It's so good. I hear your programme every morning in the taxi on my way to school.
Taxi?
What? Taxi. I can't believe it.
It's the world coming to.
Council are paying for that.
Aircheckdownloads.com.